Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, an RTE1 TV series called Ashtar na Aran examines the stories behind various songs. And tomorrow night's edition examines the story of the Spandau Ballet hit Through the Barricades. The composer was Gary Kemp. Gary, good afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you, Sean?
Not too bad. Now, so could you tell us a bit about Kids O'Reilly? He worked for various bands, including your own.
Yeah, this was in the early 80s. I think during 81, 82, 83, when we were doing the True Tour as well, Kids O was part of our merchandise team. He worked for a merchandise company, and he was a young guy from Belfast, and he toured with us selling T-shirts and caps and hats, and we got to know him really well, and he was a really nice guy, and I think I had some mutual friends with Claire Grogan and Altered Images, and also with Bananarama, who he's working for. He also worked for The Jam. He was a really well-liked guy. And after we finished the True Tour, he went back to Dublin and was shot by a British soldier. He'd had some altercation with the guys, with the soldiers, and he'd walked away. And he was shot in the back by one of the guys who was only 18 as well.
Yeah.
Kidzo's brother was Jim Riley, who played drums with Stiff Little Fingers, and I was a good friend with him, of his as well. So we all had a deep connection with Kidzo.
Yeah, and I think, as I understand it, that soldier was convicted for murder, though he didn't serve for too long. So I suppose then spin forward a couple of years, when you and the rest of the band were then living in Dublin, was that kind of in the back of your mind the whole time? And then you thought, oh gosh, yeah.
Well, it was actually before then. We were on a tour with the Parade album, I think. This would have been about 84. And we went to Belfast to play. And I met up with Jim, his brother. And Jim took me down the Falls Road and threw up into the cemetery where Kidzo was buried to see Kidzo's grave, which was very moving. Obviously, a little photograph that I believe is still there that's on the headstone of Kidzo smiling. And as I walked, you know, I'd been to Ireland a few times. And I'd experienced how different Belfast was to anywhere else I'd ever visited or been in Britain or anywhere that I'd been, possibly apart from Berlin at that time. But it was, and just to see from the Falls Road into the Shankill Road, the barricades that were up along those side streets and the painted murals and the sense of the divided city. That's what also stuck with me. And I suppose the combination of all of those things led me to want to write a song while I was living in Dublin a year or so later, and writing the next Spandau Ballet album led me to come up with the lyrics one evening. Well, late at night, actually 2 a.m, I woke up with these words growing in my head that had been inspired by Kidzo and what I'd seen on that walk.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it was lyrics first, which would be relatively unusual for you.
It was lyrics first, yeah. I had this idea of a chorus, and they made their love on wasteland and through the barricades, and I wanted to then, I couldn't be specifically writing a song about some poor young man who'd been killed, but I wrote a song about Belfast that was a kind of Romeo and Juliet song that imagined two lovers from opposing sides coming together on neutral land, the wasteland. Because the wasteland has a really strong kind of metaphor idea to it. But about, and then I thought of Kidzo's parents and the mother and the father, and they appear in the sort of first verse and second verse. Although I didn't know them, I assumed, you know, they were broken with grief. I based my ideas upon what I had. It was not the usual Spandau Ballet song for me to write. And once I'd come up with the melody for it that morning when I got up, I remember going in and waking up John Keeble, our drummer, who was sleeping in another room, who'd had a quite a late night on Leeson Street, saying, "I've got something to show you. I've got to show you. And it was Through the Barricades.
Yeah. Now, when it came to recording it, was that challenging to do?
There's a few clips on the internet or maybe somewhere on my social media, I don't know, where, you know, of me trying to sort of coax Tony through the song a bit. I'd already become very personal to the song for me. It had been a song that I felt strange giving away, to be honest, even though Tony's voice on it is phenomenal. And of course he was the right man to sing it and we were the right band to play it. But I had a bit of issues with detaching from it at first, I think. I suppose that's not unusual with songwriters sometimes. But we'd rehearsed it originally down in Dunleary, where we had rented an old theatre there that was falling apart. I mean, you know, literally, you know, rats coming out of the holes in the floorboards. But we were all set up there, and I walked in one morning with that song and played the entire thing to them. I then actually ended up doing it a couple of times on my own before the band recorded it. I did it at an anti-apartheid concert in London for about 100,000 people on Clapham Common. And I'd also played it at a charity show that Pete Townsend had arranged in London. So I was already beginning to sort of feel like I owned it more than I should. But of course, you know, it was for Spandau and it was for Kids O and it was for Belfast.
Yeah. And as you said, it probably wasn't a typical Spandau Ballet song. And there's a political content to it. So did that inform the reaction the song got at the time?
I don't remember negative reactions from it. I think the only real true hint that it was about Ireland was the line, "A terrible beauty is born."
Mm.
Which is obviously from Yeats and his experience with Maud Gonne and Ireland itself and the troubles, the early troubles. And so I don't think I'd put my finger, and I did that deliberately, really, because I think as in those kind of songs, a certain amount of ambiguity helps the strength of it, really, because later on when we went to Berlin, the month the wall was coming down, we performed it there and it had all the same resonance, I feel. But when we did it, when we came and did it in Belfast the next year after I'd written it, I was really nervous about how it would go down. And we were playing the King's Hall up there. And I just remember people singing along. And I remember one guy on the shoulders of his mate. And he was singing every lyric and he was crying. And that was a massive thank you, which I'll never forget.
Yeah. One of our listeners, Gary, says, "As a nervous new driver, I was driving through the north of Ireland for the first time ever with three friends. We were stopped at a checkpoint and then Through the Barricades came on the radio. We were terrified the soldiers would react to it. We'd be taken away for questioning. The soldiers are the same age as us, probably as scared as well. I've never forgotten the relief when we were waved through." That probably, your song probably had something to do with it. Gary, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Gary Kemp there, and Aisling na Éireann is on tomorrow night, I think 7 o'clock on RT1.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.